Monitor. Brad, what's going on? I ain't doing.
Oh, we're just at work. So, other than that, not much is going on. How are you doing, DJ?
Pretty okay. I got the 3D printer dialed back in again, so I got that thing cranking away right now on a little calibration cube, and then gonna print the big thing after that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I never got into 3D printing stuff.
I'm a fan of it. It's some fun stuff, so there you go. But anyway. Yep. Well, I'm screwing around with stuff here. Making stuff work.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're still up and running. So how's the 7-4 and 11 repeater deal with the storm? Are they still out, or?
The 7-4 sustained some antenna damage. The 1-1 I'm working on bringing back right now doesn't look like it wants to. 4, it'll come back, but I'm not going to keep it connected because the antenna is effed up. So I'm going to fix that and pop it off. There we go. Yeah, from what I was told, it sounds like the antenna for the 7-4 is in two pieces.
Oh, that ain't good. For sure. That was the summer project.
Yeah. Good thing is we've got multiple antennas up there, so we can just move it to a different antenna. It just won't have the same performance it used to, but at least it'll be on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better than nothing. So. But yeah, but having a broken antenna up on top of the tower is probably that ideal. Half of it's on the ground.
And that's just the thing. That antenna was already kind of bent, and it was already kind of damaged in the first place, but it was just kind of cranking along, I guess. But, it was an 8-bay VHF. Now I'm pretty sure it's just a 4-bay, because the top part snapped off. It might be hanging by the phasing harness. I don't know, I didn't get to see a picture of it. I'm just going by what I heard.
Oh, hold on.
Not a problem, any do it.
Duty calls, you gotta go. I'll talk to you after a bit, sir. And 8-88-FTW.
Not a problem, Brad. Have a good one. And 8-88.
W8VPC Mobile.